I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Maybe you've fantasized about meeting alien forms of life from another planet. Well, stop the fantasy. A scientist in England says the chances that humans will ever detect intelligent life on another planet are really, really small. Professor Andrew Watson of the University of East Anglia figures that planets have a limited lifespan and that it took a long time for human beings to evolve on this planet. So he used those two factors to create a mathematical model. The conclusion, he says, is inescapable.
If intelligent life were very likely, then it would probably arise fairly early in the lifespan of a planet. The fact that we arise rather late suggests at least the possibility that it's quite unlikely. Then there's a model called the critical step model, which is originally put forward 20 years ago, which you can then use to estimate how many difficult steps evolution would have had to have gone through in order for us to arise as late as we see ourselves arising. And the answer, it seems to be a best guess of about four. So we have to get through four really difficult steps. So then that's telling us that this is a pretty rare event.
Okay, so let me throw out a few possibilities of other reasoning here, which I'm sure will make you recant your findings and withdraw all your conclusions. The possibility of intelligent or complex life evolving on another planet may be tiny, as you say, but if you multiply it by all those stars out there, mm-hmm. don't you still have millions of possible civilizations?
This kind of math that I'm doing kind of gives you an upper limit on the probability. And that upper limit is high enough, yes, that it's possible that there are other civilizations out there in our galaxy, for example. As you say, there are an awful lot of stars in our galaxy alone. So it is possible that there could be a few other civilizations, but they are going to be very, very few and far between. Probably, therefore, extremely difficult to find.
But isn't this all predicated as well when you look at the process of evolution of, well, Earthlings, as we know them, that you're looking through our eyes? The model you're using is Earthlings like us. Maybe it's completely different out there.
Well, it certainly could be pretty different, but there are some things that are going to be fairly constant, I think. You often read in science fiction novels people talking about silicon-based life. Well, it can't happen. The only kind of life that we are going to find is carbon-based life, at least until it evolves perhaps into, you know, computers or something like that. It's got to start by carbon-based life, and it has to be something reasonably similar, you know, in its biochemistry to what we have now.
But couldn't that have gotten a jump on us? You know, couldn't that have started 5 billion years ago?
Yeah, you could. Your argument is that I'm just not being imaginative enough, and there might be some other way of doing it. Maybe that's true. I suspect that if it is true, then these beings will be so different to us that we actually won't have much to say to them anyway.
Well, we can start a conversation with anybody. Now, I'm wondering, if you believe that we really are alone as intelligent beings in the cosmos, does it change your outlook on life?
Well, actually, it does. I would have to say that at the end of this research, I did actually look back on the Earth with rather different eyes, where, you know, suddenly realize that we have a kind of cosmic significance, because this may be the only place where life has become as complex as that, at least if not the only place in our neck of the woods, the only place we're likely to find.
All right. The views of Professor Andrew Watson, environmental scientist at the University of East Anglia in England. His recent paper dealing with the question of whether there is intelligent life elsewhere in the universe is in the journal Astrobiology. Nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you.